Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
And I tie up my hands, about 13 away from 8. Robbie, Marie and the Doctor with you this morning as some strange hand signals are going on across the table. Sorry.
Just before.
Excuse me.
Lindsay just spat in the studio.
Just a tiny bit of grape.
I got it on me. I'm wet.
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it?
There's no man. Hey.
A bit of decorum, okay? This is supposed to be a slightly higher brow radio show than some of the other ones.
According to whom?
I don't know.
Is that why we've got Chris Taylor on, is it?
Exactly.
Chris Taylor from The Chaser, good morning.
Hey, Taylor.
I'd like to raise the tone. Can Marie and I just talk about books for half an hour?
Yeah, please sure, do. That's fine.
Yeah, this is the woman who brought up the idea that there is no sexy fart this morning.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
It's no such thing. Yeah. Well, there's a debate, and yeah. I think Tony Jones on Q&A is addressing that issue this Thursday night.
And we have the finance minister.
Yes. Tim Flannery, can I hear your fart?
How are you,
that's
house?
An interesting one. I just want to kick this one around.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't think it exists.
Mm. I think a shared laugh over a fart can be kind of cute and
that's
sexy.
That's humorous, though, and cute.
Not sexy.
Not sexy itself.
Maybe we need to be Dutch to really understand the truth. See, I just think under the cover.
It's certainly European.
I just think it's a little close-minded of us to rule this out when you know, as I said, eroticism is such a many splendid thing for so many different people.
Sure. If that's your bag, go right ahead. Now, Tails, you've been busy. You got the new show on tonight.
Yes, The Chaser returns on ABC One tonight. I've been drilled to say ABC One.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow.
People forget there's two ABCs.
They do, don't they? Because nobody watches ABC Two.
Sorry, Doctor Two, belittle your career.
But I'm doing that well enough myself.
Yes, no, I do some of my finest work on ABC Two as well. But we're on ABC One tonight. But The Chaser, yeah. We taped the show last night and. We were all really nervous, actually. It's been so long since we've done this. I think we've got a show, but don't ask me what's in it, because we just tape a slab of material and then hand it over to the lawyers, and then they schedule it and pick what they like.
There is a rumour that there's covers on the sexual indiscretions of footballers. Is that true?
Yeah, we do address the Cronulla Sharks issue and their thoughts on farting in a group situation.
I'm sure they'd have something to say.
Yeah, no, we do. It was one of those, and this is sort of when I got excited about doing the show again. When stories come up and you can kind of have a very quick sort of comedic reaction to them, we turned something around. And Julian, previous viewers of the show might remember, Julian Morrow does a segment called Open Mic, where he actually finds microphones that are just left open in public spaces such as supermarkets or...
train stations and stuff.
Train stations, that kind of thing, exactly. Triple J radio studios. Yeah. And he actually got to the ground that... Shark Park, they call it, in the Shire of New South Wales.
Oh, that's my home ground when I was growing up.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't admit that too openly. This is a suburb associated either with race riots or group sex. But they, yeah, so, the, you know, the ground announcer, he actually got inside... And did, not an entirely subtle announcement.
How the hell did he get into the booth to do that?
Well, I think... the club dropped the ball.
It's fair to say.
This year,
I think we're all agreed on
that. I think, I mean, I think they had bigger things on their mind than putting extra security outside the microphone of their ground.
No, they put extra security up against every single woman in the ground, and so that's why the door was open. But I guess for The Chaser, you've had to go further afield because you are so well known in Australia. You've had to go overseas where you do have some sort of relative anonymity, which I guess saw a couple of you in the Vatican.
Yes, Craig Rucastle and Julian Morrow and Chaz, they all went overseas and did some shooting. It wasn't entirely to escape the anonymity issue.
So what did you do wrong that you didn't get an overseas ticket?
Oh, I didn't want to go.
Tails? You're xenophobic or something, are you? You don't like the food overseas.
I'm the soldier here.
Yes.
Oh, it's a shame that you've already taped the episode this week, isn't it?
I know. Look, we... there's a lot of different senses of humour in The Chaser team, and none of you will be surprised to learn that I don't actually like the stunts. It's not actually my favourite part of the show.
You prefer to dress up as a woman.
Or ride a horse into a 7-Eleven.
Me and Andrew Hansen like the silly dress-ups. Yeah. And, I sort of don't particularly like prank humour, and I've sort of tried to do a lot more sketch comedy, I guess you'd call it, this time around. So I sort of stayed back here with Andrew, and we worked with an Australian camera crew sort of working on silly sketches. while the other guys made mischief around the world. You will see the Vatican footage tonight.
You're more the wedge kind of guy from The Chaser.
Yeah, the Rebel Wilson.
There's a very musical aspect to your work as well, so that would make sense.
We've got Chris Taylor from The Chaser in this morning. We're going to come back. And I know that you weren't there, but I do want to get the background of what really did happen at the Vatican as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Taylor.
Way down. That's NASA. They'll be here, Triple J, next month in about a week's time.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
About five. Hang on, what date? I'm just writing this in my diary.
June 4th to June 7th.
How do you spell NASA?
N.A.S.A. You've been out of the world of music for a little while, haven't you, Chris Taylor? It's a good album. Tom Waits is on it. Cool Keith's on it.
I've heard of Tom Waits.
Yeah,
it's good.
No, I think he was charting when you last were on radio.
So what happened? Because when the guys were over in...
just make that sound as if I was, like, from a Paleolithic era. I was there when you were there. Doctor, remember the Jay and the Doctor years? The golden years of the drama.
The gravy years.
So 2.3 we used to do in the afternoon.
Yeah. Hopefully you're talking about ratings. So Vatican.
A lot of people have heard about this blimp incident in the Vatican, and you will see the footage tonight. Look, I don't want to sort of talk it down, but it's one of those things that when you read the news articles about it, I think everyone's expectations are that some amazing thing happened and that there's a killer joke that's going to be written on the blimp. It's actually quite underwhelming, and we just sort of... It's very ABC2 worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really an ABC1 kind of segment. But what we decided, we just thought we'd get it out of the way because everyone wants to see it. So we run it very early in the show, and then we get on with the actual stuff that we're more confident about. But look, it's a good bit of sort of.
Gee, I bet you the other guys are pretty happy they sent you in this morning to talk about the show, aren't they?
Well, Taylor's got our backs.
Thing over with.
Look, I'd be watching Channel 10 tonight. What are they cooking? What's the ingredient on MasterChef tonight? Has he got a new cravat, that fat one?
Is his metamorphosis into frog complete as yet?
Have you noticed on that show, like, there's three judges and they all have to taste each dish and stuff. Mm. The first two judges just have a little nibble. That third guy just hoes in. He just cleans up the rest of the plate.
He's fantastic, and I love how angry with the world he looks when he's eating. He just looks like he can never be...
He doesn't look very well, though, does he?
He looks brilliant.
Fine. Yeah, and be careful when he gets offered that wafer-thin mint at the end of the last episode. It's going to get a little bit crazy.
But he doesn't... Like, because in the promos, they always promote him as sort of the nasty, sort of big, avaricious judge. But his comments are always actually quite nice. He's actually incredibly friendly. So they've kind of got to work on their shtick a bit if they want to go down the nasty judge route. How do we get on to MasterChef?
I think you're encouraging people to watch it rather than your show.
No, look, I don't want to talk... It's just that... I think you'll agree when you see it. Is that all it is? It's sort of funny to see this unmanned blimp zip around a very iconic piece of architecture, namely St. Peter's Basilica. But don't expect the Pope to come out or anything like that. There's a blimp in the air, then we move on with
the
rest of the show.
You're just telling us to keep our expectations low, generally.
Very low, but there's some good stuff down the back of the show. The credits are very strong.
And you, of course, are going to be working to raise money for a very important cause on tonight's show, which I think is very nice of you.
Well, I am. You probably can't tell by the sound of my voice, but I went to a private school. And as I think Robert did, didn't he? Robert?
Yes.
Yes, Taylor. Thank you. And I don't know, but anyone who went to one of these schools is probably like me who know you still get old boys, what they call old boys newsletters, and they're always asking for money. Yeah. These are schools that are outrageously and obscenely funded as
for the new football field.
They're always, for a new drama centre or a music auditorium.
So what are you raising money for this time?
Well, my school's always asking me for money. You'll find they now want a new rowing shed.
They need one.
The old one was built in 2001, so it's already absolutely past it. They only came second in the head of the river this year. So there's obviously a crisis at my school, so they put the newsletter out for a new rowing shed. So I thought I'd go and help raise that money from people who really deserve to give to an elite private school.
Taylor, what time's The Chaser on tonight on ABC One?
9 o'clock on ABC One, and then repeated, I think, on ABC Two on the Thursday night. But you can, if you like me and you're not in the habit of watching TV except MasterChef, you can just download it. abc.net.au/chaser. You can view entire episodes and check out our new website. The web team there at ABC have done a really nice job, and and giving us a new website for this season.
Nice catching up with you, Taylor. Have you?
Pleasure as always. As you know, when you're launching a show like this, you do the rounds. I don't want to give away all the. I've just been doing 5 ABC local before you, and it's nice to have the comfy couch at Triple J where I can talk about farts. I can talk.
It's news
time for the news.
Matt
and Preston.
Shut up.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.